This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And a big week coming up in Washington, D.C., a big couple of weeks that could affect you and me when it comes to the Supreme Court. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us on the show. You know how we roll here from coast to coast and everywhere in between. It's really about what affects us in my backyard and your backyard and how we look at it as we live in this Rubik's Cube time of the pandemic, where one day signs point to optimism, the next day they point to isolation. What can you do? All right, so let's start with Russia and the invasion of the Ukraine. No, it hasn't happened, but the U.S. military is preparing to potentially send thousands of troops from the United States to Europe, like 8,500 is what the order calls for. Now, it seems as though Russia is completely ignoring calls to stand down, so to speak, but they keep saying it's a military exercise. So the Pentagon's deliberations over how to respond to the crisis come as they try to work with European allies, avoid a potential bizarre quagmire, as one might say, and they focus on security elsewhere in other places, right? The president supposedly has ruled out any U.S. troops fighting in the Ukraine, but there are other options on the table, right? And so what are those options? The current buildup follows its seizure of the Crimean Peninsula, which Russia annexed through force and continues to control. A 2008, remember, invasion of the Republic of Georgia. So this is not new for Vladimir Putin by any stretch of the imagination. The NATO force altogether is 40,000 troops from member nations, including the U.S. If everybody agrees they could deploy the force, it would be a big deal, but it would also, and it would shore up the defenses in other places like Lithuania and Estonia, etc., because they were once part of the Soviet Union. They joined NATO in 2004, but it would require consent from all the members. And Germany, a longtime ally of the U.S., gets natural gas from Russia. Seems like a conflict. So there'll probably be a holdout. Berlin declined to send any lethal arms to help the Ukrainian military. If Germany doesn't consent, the U.S. can deploy troops independently to countries on the eastern flank in Europe and ask for additional security. It sounds like a scary chessboard that's going on right now. And I say scary because, oh, well, we're not going to fight any wars. That's now, right? But some shots get fired, something wrong happens. What are this crippling sanctions that are going to be issued when Vladimir Putin has a Trump card, which he does? And that is the fact of gas and the supplies to Europe and how that's a delicate balance. That's part of the Germany problem, and that's probably why they're digging their heels in, right? Remember, there are like 60,000 U.S. troops permanently stationed in Europe, by the way, and there are 200 Florida National Guard members that are deployed in the Ukraine to advise the military. But it still is about how far do you go? How far do you step into this? And the United States is trying to do the diplomatic thing, supposedly, but that's not going to happen with Putin. That's not going to happen. He's not going to go there, and we know that. So stay tuned to see what happens on that border. I mean, this has been building up, building up, building up, building up, right? And eventually, as we're binging all of this, Eventually, you come to the last episode, as we all know. And what is that last episode going to be as far as all those tanks, all those troops, what Russia wants, what I believe Putin wants? And that is, of course, to have the Ukraine completely, the whole Ukraine in his pocket as part of Russia. In the Northeast, you might not be as focused on the Ukraine because you're worried about snow, wind, and I don't want to travel. The odds are increasing that a foot of snow could fall near the coastline, possible blizzard conditions, and we're talking about all the way down through North Carolina, really hitting hard D.C., Philly, New York City, Boston, Portland, and then further up the pike. You know, you get those strong winds, you get a foot of snow, it's hazardous, freezing rain, wind, and we saw what I-95 can look like when there are problems with the weather. So I would say Friday through a big chunk of the weekend, I wouldn't plan on going out and spinning my wheels somewhere where I wouldn't want to be and I would get stuck. It could be another weekend in the house. Oh, gee. Because it's just too treacherous. Oh, all I'd have to do is look at those trucks and those cars and think of sleeping in my car on a road, bumper to bumper, stuck. And it, you wouldn't want to, I wouldn't want to be in that position. Plus, just the fact that there's going to be accidents, etc. It's a bomb cycle. When they say the word bomb cycle to you people, it means stay home, right? There's a bomb cycle in my backyard. Why do I want to be out in the middle of that? You don't want to be in the middle of that. If you're in your backyard, you're throwing some snowballs. That's fun. Making a snowman, doing a snow angel, freezing to death, and getting back in the house to eat your Cheetos and watch the games. Well, that's one thing. But, gosh, too many people, unless you absolutely have to try to beat the odds, and that's when the catastrophes happen. All right, COVID, speaking of catastrophes and the change in our life, vaccinations, fully vaccinated 63.6%. Doses this week were down, and hospitalizations were down. That's good. Hospitalizations in the U.S., 145,979. That's down almost 9%. That's the good news. We don't want any more variants, do we? We see what happened with Omicron. Certainly we know about Delta. And the CDC is saying shorter hospital stays in Omicron's wave is better, even as infections and the death toll mount a little bit. So that's what we're all hoping for. If we get through on the other side, it's a good thing, right, that you didn't get COVID. That's why these rapid tests are so big that you can now get in the mail from the government because regardless of your stance, mask, not mask, hate it, don't want to get vaccines, any of that stuff, you don't want to be in a situation where you know you have it, right, especially if you have elderly people around you in any sense of the word or more vulnerable people. That's the wicked thing about the pandemic, the fact that you could go to a wedding and actually kill a relative unintentionally because you were riddled with COVID and they get it and they can't survive it, right? So the rapid tests, if you get the rapid test and you test positive, then you know what to do from there. Certainly don't put yourself in harm's way of, or put you as the harmer, don't put yourself in your family's way. That's what's the good thing about the rapid tests. We are rapidly flipping to the other side with a mic drop moment.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Drop moment. Now, this isn't the mic drop moment, but I want to mention this because I don't understand how people can be so dumb. Why, when you get away with something, do you tell everyone? Do you brag? You know what bragging leads to? Problems. So, some Bills fans were arrested because they bragged about using fake COVID-19 cards to get into the playoff game versus the Patriots a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. In fact, a Western couple now is accused of using fake cards to go to that game. Michael Knob and Amber Knob of West Seneca were charged with one count each of criminal possession of a forged instrument in the second degree. That was leveled at them from the Erie County District Attorney's office. So they learned about, the district attorney learned about the couple's plan through their social media posts. They were flagged by a tipster. That's how easy it was. They posted about using forged cards to go to the games. So they were questioned during, ready for this, the third quarter of the game on January 15th. Because here's the deal. Fans 12 and older are required to be fully vaccinated to go to the Buffalo Bills home games in compliance with that New York State mandate. That's the way it is. Hey, hey. The Bills webpage explained the policy pretty clearly. Bold, all caps, and a big warning, by the way, against using forged vaccine cards saying it's a forgery. It's a felony. It's punishable by law. And it carries a maximum of 7 years in prison. Now, they say they don't want to pursue a prison sentence if they're convicted. And the Bills haven't even addressed this incident at all. But, I don't understand how people do this. You know, this is one of the ways that so many criminals get caught. And even, there's been a lot of divorce cases that have hinged on social media posts. Woohoo! I'm with my girlfriend in Mexico. Or I'm with my boyfriend, only I'm married and left my spouse at home. And he just filed for divorce. And guess what? They're going to use it against me because they got me. I'm here on a boat. I'm here on a beach. I'm doing whatever. I think there's like an invisible barrier that some people think that, you know, hit the button, it doesn't matter. And they don't realize the significance of it. It's like the hot mic thing to me, where you even had Joe Biden, who had that swipe at the Fox reporter because he had a hot mic and he didn't realize he had a hot mic. How do you not realize when you've been mic'd up that you got to wait till the whole thing's unplugged and you know you're okay? And it's the same thing here. Social media, you do something like use a fake card, they would have gotten away with it, no problem. But instead, they post it. Ugh. But this to me is really the mic drop moment. I can't imagine what your head feels like if you are sitting in prison. And we know this happens to people. If you're sitting in prison for a crime you didn't commit, and you're trying to prove your innocence, and you're just like banging your head against the wall, and you got to do your time. You got to figure out a way to survive prison. Not easy to survive, no matter minimum, maximum, whatever it is. But this one takes the cake, in my estimation. There was a man who spent 20 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit, and he has been released. That's the good news. Kevin Duggar was sentenced to prison for a 2003 gang-related shooting in Chicago that left one person dead and another person injured. 10 years later, Duggar's twin brother, Carl Smith, wrote him a letter confessing to the murder. So for 10 years he sat there. He knew he wasn't guilty. His brother sends him a letter. He says, "I have to get something off my chest. It kills me. So I'll come clean and pray you can forgive me." But despite the confession, he remained in jail. In 2018, a judge ruled that Smith's confession was completely unreliable, citing the fact that Smith was serving a 99-year prison sentence for a home invasion and robbery in which a 6-year-old boy was shot in the head. But the Northwest Center of Wrongful Convictions appealed the decision on Duggar's behalf, and his conviction was reversed by the Court of Appeals. So he was released from prison, but he has to spend 90 days in a residential transition facility. Mic drop. I know. Usually the mic drops are lighter, but this is insane. I've never heard anything like this. A twin brother. Yeah, we've heard of the wrong guy or woman being in jail, but not that your brother didn't confess to the crime and sent you a letter about it. How does that relationship and family relationships go after that? And I saw a photograph of the brother, and they do look exactly alike, pretty much so. So he got away with it and let his brother take the fall, and his brother had to do that time, and that's killer time, right? So that's not easy time to do, but it would have been 99 years. What's the first thing you do when you get out? Run very far, very, very, very far from that family. Hey, coming up this hour, we've got a man cave. In fact, in the next segment, Ben Roethlisberger retires. Woohoo! That's big. It's big and sad for the people of Pittsburgh. Also, a setup for the games. What do the games look like? We've been talking about them a lot on the show. 4 teams left. It'll get whittled down to 2 for the Super Bowl. And then there is the Brooklyn Nets, and what do they do with their crabby superstar? I talk about that as well in the man cave. And also, you know, we talk about non-fungible tokens, and I thought such an interesting segment the other day about Nirvana and a woman who had taken these incredible photos of Kurt Cobain and the band, and these NFTs that are coming up and what they look like and what it's all about and the whole NFT thing and how people can get them if they want them. I think non-fungible tokens are going to just keep getting, you know, I'm not going out on a limb here, but they're just going to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger because there is an audience for them. There are people who want to get certain NFTs and are willing to pay for them. It's just a question of, is it available and how much are you willing to pay? Right? How much are you willing to pony up for that NFT? And then there's people who have no idea. What's a non-fungible token? All these digital terms, that's the technology you got to get used to because it is here to stay. You know, we had volatile times on the market in the last really couple of days and then turned around at the last second. But it's about the earnings reports coming up, and Apple posts the best quarter ever. You know what their best quarter ever was? $34.6 billion profit. Wow. That's an incredible earnings report. Incredible. And, of course, shares in the company rose 5% in after-hours trading after all of that was announced. But for the first quarter sales, $123.95 billion, up from its prior quarterly revenue record. And things just keep on going. The iPhone business posted a lot of big bucks, $71 billion plus. That was very, very big. Up from a year earlier. Very much up. So Chief Executive Tim Cook must feel very good about Apple and was probably really excited to go through that earnings report because the numbers were so positive, especially in a pandemic and with the constraints that you have during the pandemic with parts and all of that and trying to get new stuff from place to place to place to place. I always think of Apple and Amazon in that same sphere, you know, where nothing is impossible. We own a big chunk of the world. Who knows what happens next? Because you see what Jeff Bezos has done with Amazon, and you see what's happening with Apple. And it's about products, products, products. Whether it's specific niche products like Apple, or it's a broad amount of products with Jeff Bezos's Amazon. Every day of my life, I probably see three Amazon trucks tooling around a neighborhood or on a freeway or whatever it might be. But I always see some form of an Amazon truck every single day. All right, I'm taking you into the man cave. Don't resist. You will enjoy it. We're there next.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House says President Biden has spoken with Ukrainian President Zelensky once again. He said Washington is ready to respond if Russia invades. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said... The White House backs efforts from European allies to try to defuse tensions.
We fully support international efforts, including the Normandy format, which is what you're referring to de-escalate the situation and negotiate a diplomatic resolution to the Russian-led conflict in eastern Ukraine.
Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer has officially announced that he will retire at the end of his term later this year. He made the announcement with President Biden at the White House.
Mr. Breyer, on behalf of all the American people, I want to thank you and your family for your tremendous service to our nation.
This is USA Radio News. The suspect, who shot and wounded three Houston police officers after they responded to a domestic disturbance, has finally turned himself in after being barricaded in a home. Police Chief Troy Finner.
The suspect at 7:45 surrendered, walked out of the house with his hands up. He had an apparent gunshot wound to the neck. He's been transported to the hospital.
All three officers are now in stable condition. Mayor Sylvester Turner said the shooting highlights the dangers that law enforcement face every day. A funeral is scheduled for Friday at St. Patrick's Cathedral for the 22-year-old New York City police officer who was ambushed along with his partner last Friday while responding to a call about a disturbance between a mother and a son. Jason Rivera had been on the job for about a year. His partner, Wilbert Mora, died on Tuesday, and his service will be held next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave.
Wow, so tough to keep going in the man cave and not think about what happened last weekend in those divisional games. And now here we have the conference finals, the AFC and NFC championship game in the NFL. Come on, guys. This is what we're talking about, guys and gals, right? I mean, everyone, even people I know that weren't really enamored with football, especially that last game, really glued themselves to the tube to see what was going to happen with Buffalo in KC, and it really, really was an incredible weekend. But now we move forward because there's four teams left. Only two will emerge after the weekend, and they will go to the Super Bowl. But before we get there, a couple of rumors knocked down. One of them's really big, speaking of football, and that is Mike McCarthy. So, supposedly, because now there's all the speculation, Sean Payton is gone from the New Orleans Saints, his own choice. He had a great run with the Saints, and he decided that he was going to step away and didn't really say much about the future. It sounded like he wanted a break. He wanted to breathe. And who knows if he comes back into football. I can't imagine that he's done. But there was so much speculation about whether or not the Cowboys would dump Mike McCarthy and go for Sean Payton, who used to work for them, as we know. Speaking of the Dallas Cowboys, Mike McCarthy has been told he will return. Supposedly, a really good source confirmed that with an excellent reporter, longtime reporter, who I know from my Dallas days, Ed Werder, he reported that on ESPN. So the Cowboys owner and general manager, Jerry Jones, so far hasn't really commented on McCarthy's return publicly after Dallas's horrible playoff exit with a wild card round loss to the San Francisco 49ers. And again, with Sean Payton walking away from the Saints this week, it just fueled that speculation because of how much Jones loves Payton, a former assistant under Bill Parcells. But he said he isn't going to coach another team in 2022. And since he's under contract for three more seasons with the Saints, they would have to agree to trade compensation if he wanted to coach another team. There is that. And that's pretty darn big if you think about it, right? So earlier, Just days after that loss, Cowboys VP Stephen Jones said in an interview with The Fan in Dallas that he was very confident McCarthy would return. But days later, Jerry Jones wouldn't really divulge any of his conversations with the coaching staff, their futures, any of that kind of thing. McCarthy said he wasn't concerned and said he had positive conversations with Jerry Jones. You know, listen, he has an 18-15 regular season record, and that's a 12-5 mark and an NFC East title in 2021, and then the return of Dak Prescott and blah, 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 blah. You know, you get that. And then, of course, Dan Quinn, I guess he is staying with the Dallas Cowboys, which is huge for them if you think of defensively what they've been able to do. And, he is part of that. McCarthy is the coach, and Dan Quinn is the defensive coordinator. I mean, they led the NFL in takeaways with 34. So that rumor, I think, is like almost knocked down. The penalties are the issue with the Cowboys. They led the league in penalties with 127 for 1,103 yards. And in the playoff loss to San Francisco, they were flagged 14 times for 89 yards, which is a terrible, terrible thing to happen in the playoffs. They tied for the most in a playoff game in team history. So that's not good, and that has to be addressed, of course. But it's interesting, I guess McCarthy is going to be okay. Ben Roethlisberger retiring after 18 seasons from the Pittsburgh Steelers. So he announced his retirement on Thursday morning to make it official. He posted a video to his Twitter account. He announced what became pretty obvious over the final weeks of the 2021 season. He said, and I like what he said. He said, the journey has been exhilarating, fueled by a spirit of competition, yet the time has come to clean out my locker, hang up my cleats, and continue to be all I can be with my wife and children. I retire from football a truly grateful man. And then there was a statement that was released by Steelers president Art Rooney, and he said, we're forever grateful for all the success he has helped bring to the organization for the past 18 years, and that Ben will always be viewed as one of the all-time greats in our team history. And I mean, you got to say that if you look at the record. He finished a likely Hall of Fame career with two Super Bowl wins. He had Rookie of the Year honors and the fifth most passing yards in NFL history with 64,088. I definitely think he's a Hall of Famer, of course. There's no question about that at 39, but, that's that. He's out. He's done. And he'll be tough in a way to replace, because that's an institution when you're there that long. And he will be replaced. But it's interesting. So there is another move to talk about with the Denver Broncos. They hired Nathaniel Hackett for his first time around as a head coach. You know, there was speculation about what was going to happen there. Of course there was. But what they said was, he's the offensive coordinator, of course, for the Green Bay Packers. And what the general manager, George Patton, said in a statement is that Hackett is a dynamic leader and coach whose intelligence, innovation, and charisma impress us from the very start of the process. And he said, in addition to having a brilliant offensive mind, he's an outstanding teacher and communicator with a strong vision for all three phases of our team. Here's the key thing. If I'm a Bronco fan, we don't know what's happening with Aaron Rodgers. He doesn't want any kind of a rebuild. I don't imagine him back with the Green Bay Packers, but, you know, who knows? He loves Hackett. Maybe he would go, to the Denver Broncos? And they certainly could have him there. I mean, would it lure Rodgers to Denver, right? And maybe with Packers star receiver Devontae Adams, who hits the free agency market in March. I mean, there you go. Rodgers turned 38 last month. This could be his fourth MVP season. He's certainly contemplating his future, including retirement, after the exit from the playoffs last weekend. Disappointing. They were the top seed, and they were upset at home, 13-10, of course, as you all know, by the 49ers. So with Hackett there, it definitely fuels the speculation about a couple of stars for the Green Bay Packers. Boy, that would be a blow to the Green Bay Packers if, in fact, that happened. Whew. Wow. All right, and then we come to the games. And the games, of course, are big. Like I said, four teams, Bengals and the Chiefs in Chief territory. I've been saying this all week long. The line is 7. The Chiefs are favored by a touchdown. And the the points on the game, 54.5. I think they could bust the points, but we'll see. Certainly in the first game, they would have busted that number. Then you have the 49ers and the Rams in the NFC Championship game. And this is the Battle of California in a sense. The Rams are only favored by 3.5. This is tough to call. I would go Rams. I mean, you know, my head tells me Rams and Chiefs, but we saw what the Bengals and the 49ers did in getting to these championship games. So we know with turnovers and special teams and other possibilities, anything can happen. But if I were pressed to pick, I would go with the favorites here. But hoping for just great games. And then, of course, the Super Bowl will be set, and we'll know after Sunday, you know, we'll know Sunday night what two teams are going to go to the Super Bowl. We'll have that break and the Pro Bowl, and then, boom, it's on to the Super Bowl after that. So interesting times, because it's the wrap of the NFL for the season. It just feels like it flew by to me, for sure. All right, we're getting closer to the Olympics. That's next week. Do you believe that the opening of the Olympics in Beijing? And the big concern for so many of these teams is, of course, COVID and testing positive and COVID outbreaks. There was a virus outbreak in Norway's cross-country team, and I mentioned that. So the team doctor had a news conference on Thursday and said that it's about self-isolating, and you had positive tests after the two-time overall World Cup winner Heidi Wang was among two members of the women's team that tested positive on Wednesday. These are all a bunch of big names for medal contenders for their dominant cross-country team. So now there's some doubt there, and that does leave the door open for other teams with some equally as good athletes to perhaps take some of those medals. But anyway, people who have recently been infected with the virus are required to submit 5 negative tests to even enter China for the Olympics, and that starts on February 4th, so you just do the math and back out that number. And you know it's going to be really, really tight. But I like the Olympics. I just, what athletes go through and to train and to be the best of the best. And we've got some great American athletes, and we'll talk more about those coming up in future Man Caves. I can't wait to see what happens. All right, a couple of quick things from the NBA, I think, that are interesting and worth mentioning. There was a lot of speculation about what would happen with James Harden. Would he be dealt or not? Because, you know, we've got a trading deadline coming up. The Nets are saying they're not going to listen to trade deadline overtures for their all-star guard. They don't, you know, even though there's been some problems with Harden and ownership and management and all of that, they're saying they're not doing it. That's not happening. And in fact, they even shared publicly, they had this brief meeting among the superstars, Harden and Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, and that the three make the Nets an unstoppable team when they play together. Once Durant returns to the lineup in February from a sprained MCL injury, the expectations are that the Nets will really be on track, and they'll have an ample window to prove that this is their season. And Irving is still limited by the mandate in New York that prohibits unvaccinated players from performing at home. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens there for the Brooklyn Nets, but I'm not surprised. There are three big superstars. They have to take a breath, and Steve Nash is a great coach, and we'll see what happens when he comes back and they re-rack. All right, time to close the door on the Man Cave. Enjoy the games this weekend, and we'll be back next week with more Man Caves, more fun, and more action from what happened across the board in the sports world.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A thoroughly wonderful show from the world-famous Dancing Poodles. Next, ladies and gentlemen, we have three fine young men from Seattle. They're coming. Hold on, they're coming. They're thoroughly all right and decent fellows with their hit single, In Bloom. Here they are, Nirvana.
I can't tell you what a huge fan I am of Nirvana to this day. Kurt Cobain, wow, God rest his soul. It would be his 55th birthday on February 20th. In a virtual green room is Faith West. She's the founder of Pop Legends. She's a professional photographer and a freelance music journalist. So it's really interesting because she was in a crowd back in Philadelphia in 1991. And I grew up outside of Philadelphia. And this was a place called T.C. Dobbs there. And she was there in the crowd, and she got the energy of it. She really captured that. So it was just a few weeks after the show, of course, that the band exploded to crazy international stardom. And now, after all these decades, Nirvana images are set to be sold as NFTs, non-fungible tokens. We've been talking about them a lot on this show. So very pleased to welcome to the show Faith West. Hey, Faith, how are you?
Hi, fine. Thanks for having me on your show.
So you got to tell me, what was it like being in that crowd in Philly?
It was amazing. There had been a buzz about the band in the alternative music scene. And to just be in the room, only 150 of us just like grooving on that music. And I couldn't believe the energy in the room. It was just electric.
So you probably knew. You were like, oh, yeah, they're not going to be any hidden secret. This band is going to explode.
I did kind of know. It seemed like the perfect combination, and you still know this today, the perfect combination of heavy metal, punk, and pop. It was,
yeah.
And their energy and their musicianship was just, there were a lot of good grunge bands back then, don't get me wrong, but you could tell they were ahead of the pack. And in fact, the very next year, they came back to Philadelphia and played in front of 20,000 people to a sold-out show at the Old Spectrum.
Yeah, I remember the Old Spectrum well. That was a great concert venue and much, much bigger than Dobbs. So lucky you that you were at Dobbs, though. Wow. So you get these photographs. Now, here we fast forward and tell us about how this came about, these NFTs.
Well, I just thought this would be so great to share this wonderful moment with all the fans. Nobody had ever seen these images. I still had them on negatives, and so I had them scanned and learned a lot about the cryptocurrency world and NFTs and minted them, made some art out of them, some new gifts, changed the colors a bit in some of them so you can have the original black and white kind, if you like that kind of NFT that's the exact original that came out of my camera, or there's gifts that make it look more contemporary.
Yeah. So let's talk about how somebody can get them, because there certainly is limits here, and there's two different things you're doing with it. Tell us about that.
Yes. So there's an auction and a sale, and the auction starts at one ETH, which is worth about $2,500, and goes all the way up to worth about $200,000. And that's for people who just want that one individual unique NFT that will never be replicated. I'm never selling these images again. And then we've got a fan sale for 100 lucky fans for each NFT. They'll be able to grab a piece of that Nirvana history for anything from $99 up to $499. But they do have to act fast on February 20th.
Wow, so this is like going to a concert when you had to jump on it because of the tickets are gone.
Right.
They're gone. So.
I remember those days. Get your sleeping bag and go down, camp out, to wait for the tickets.
Exactly. So on the 20th, when people want to do this, where do they go?
So at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time, they'll go to poplegends.com and click through on the links there to the platform that we're using right now is Rarible. And as long as they have a cryptocurrency wallet, they can buy with Ether. But if you just want to buy with a credit card, that's an option, too, for the sale, not for the auction.
All right. And there's something else interesting that you're doing with this. What happens with half of the proceeds from both of the sales?
Yes. Yeah, so half of the proceeds go to a major nonprofit that supports LGBTQ teens who are at risk for suicide. And then on top of that, I'm also giving a donation to Grid Alternatives, who provides solar power to working poor families who own their own homes.
Nice. Well, how exciting is this? Did you ever think you take these pictures and then years later they become NFTs?
Kate?
Yep, I'm here. I think we lost you. Oh, no. Can you hear us, Faith? We lost her for a second there. But as she was saying, what you do is go to Pop Legends. And again, that's going to happen on February 20th at 2:20 Eastern, because I know that there's a lot of people listening that are definitely, like me, probably fans of Nirvana, and that's a rare opportunity to be able to do that. So, Faith, as I was saying, did you ever think that these images that you took all this time ago, first of all, you would come up with this idea and they would become this crazy thing, non-fungible tokens?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, this is a new product in the marketplace. It's so completely exciting. it merges the fun of trading cards with the sort of more seriousness of art collecting. And, you know, one of the most profitable investments in the past 20 years has been art collecting. And so now we're bringing that to the more average person who can buy basically a token, a trading card of their favorite history or art, and then also have that as an investment for the future. And there's a ledger in the blockchain, so it's online, that shows the ownership of that token all the way back to the artist. It's super exciting.
Yeah, I can imagine. It is sounds super, super exciting. So do you have a favorite image? Because there's like 17 still images, right? So do you have a favorite of the photos you took?
You know, that's like asking me to pick my favorite child, you know. Kurt just has such a wonderful, like, you can see the emotion on his face in every image, and it's always changing. But I love that space, that little club, J.C. Dobbs, and it's actually been revived in Philadelphia. They just reopened it. And so I guess my favorite image would be the one where you can actually see the club and see what's going on and the fans there and everything.
Yeah, and I do want to mention this. I mean, you certainly are a photographer of note and a freelance music journalist, too. I know your stuff. I mean, look, I grew up outside of Philly. It's been published in the Philly Inquirer, the Washington Post, and many other places. So you've been in this game. You obviously are a huge fan of music, too.
Oh, absolutely. Love all sorts of music, everything from, you know, classical to techno.
Yeah, there you go. You sound like me. Yeah, we're cut from that same cloth. I love it. Well, I can't wait to see what happens with this. And good luck. I'm sure it's just everyone's going to jump on it as soon as 2:20 arrives East Coast time on the 20th to mark Kurt Cobain's what would have been his 55th birthday. Faith West, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate.
Yep, been a pleasure. All right, so interesting because, you know, when I think of Nirvana, I was speaking in Cleveland a couple of years ago. It was before the pandemic, and I got a chance to run out and go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I was so lucky because I think there was two people in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame besides me, and I was like a kid in a candy store, and there is a lot of Nirvana stuff there, and I just remember just staring at everything that was there and looking at Kurt Cobain's memorabilia that they had and thinking of just some of the amazing times I had listening to Nirvana. How cool is that? Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.